Tuesday at T-Mobile Arena. First place in the Mountain West Conference was on the line when UNLV women's basketball took the court last night against Wyoming. The Lady Rebels held on to beat the Cowgirls 58-51 at Cox Pavilion. UNLV will be looking to avenge their only loss to a conference opponent on Saturday when they travel to New Mexico. The Running Rebels will try to extend their modest two-game win streak when they host Wyoming on Saturday at the Thomas & Mack. Tip goes up at 5 o'clock. The LA Lakers take on the Celtics in Boston this evening. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:15.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Fall is here, and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Slow ride south on I-15 through the resort corridor. Only one accident being reported on our freeways, and that is on the way in from North Las Vegas, 15 southbound approaching the 95 interchange there at the Spaghetti Bowl. South end of the valley, 15 southbound just past Tropicana. Watch for Nevada State Police. They've got somebody off to the side of the road there. All clear, though, on 95 and 215. We have rain today, 100% chance of it. It should be here by 11 o'clock, a high temperature of 59 degrees this afternoon. It's 52 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are still waiting for a response from the U.S. government relative to Iran. Marco Rubio, not really all that surprised. In fact, let's go to cut one. Not really surprised at Iran's behavior. This was from Fox yesterday. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida.
Well, I recall all the way back to October, November last year, I said this was going to happen. I said unless we made it very clear to Iran that they would be held directly responsible for the attacks of these groups, these groups are going to attack. The attacks would spread. They would become lethal. Eventually, it would lose Americans. And 2 months later, that's what's happened. So for Iran, this is very easy, right? They have these groups that they supply weapons to. They supply targeting information. These groups don't have satellites. These groups don't have targeting information. They know where to hit. They have guided munitions. All of that logistical support comes from the Iranians. And for them, it's easy. They have another group do the work. And they get all the credit and none of the blame. In essence, they can hide behind it. Why are they doing it? Well, two reasons. Obviously, they want to inflict pain on America because of our support for Israel. But the other underlying thing is they want us to leave the region. They don't want 2,000 American troops fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq. They don't want that. They don't want us to have an outpost in Jordan. They want to drive us from the region, and they think the more Americans they can threaten and kill, the likelier it is that we will leave. So we have to reestablish deterrence, which is very difficult to do because Iran doesn't care how many members of these groups die. You have to ultimately understand that deterrence has to be something Iran cares about losing, something Iran is worried about. And it's a very delicate balance, and it's very difficult to reestablish deterrence if you never had it or once you have lost it, especially if there's no belief that the president will do anything about it. So I wouldn't talk about tactics. I don't think it's appropriate to telegraph that. But we're going to have to reestablish deterrence, or we're going to see more strikes against Americans throughout the region and in other parts of the world, potentially.
Yeah, Senator, just so our viewers know what Iran does in terms of funding. Hezbollah, $700 million a year. You've got Hamas and other Palestinian groups, $100 million. You've got the proxies throughout Syria and Iraq on top of that. There's a suggestion today, Wall Street Journal and others, that it's difficult for Iran to get its proxy groups to refrain from taking action, whether that's the Houthis in Yemen or all over that sphere of the Middle East. Reports suggest that they will stand down. Do you have any reason today to believe that? And there's some sort of back channel happening there.
Well, I think one of the proxy groups announced that they were going to stand down because there's these ongoing negotiations about the U.S. leaving Iraq. But that's not the group that attacked us in Jordan. As far as that they don't have a problem, it's not easy for them to deter these groups don't exist without them. They don't just provide the weapons. They don't just provide the training. They provide the logistical and targeting support. Again, these attacks, these bases are not big places there. And the reason why they know where they are and they have the coordinates and the targeting information, it's being supplied by the IRGC. It's all being coordinated by Iran. Someone else may be pushing the trigger, but it's their weapons, their money, their targeting information, and their directive. So these groups are responsive to Iran. And they created them, and they are the ones that are holding their hand every step of the way.
Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, former presidential candidate, a guy who has spent the bulk of his career in Congress dealing with these problems. It'll be interesting to see what happens. We're also going to be talking in this hour about your thoughts on what's going on relative to the Clark County School District, the future of the Clark County School District without Jesus Jara. He is resigning. He is stepping down. And the CCSD will take this up at the next Board of Trustee meetings coming up next week. We still don't know why, what precipitated this. We'll spend the next couple of days delving into this. The big question is, what is going to happen beyond Jesus Jara? The assumption is that the next school board president will be better than the current school board president. It can't get much worse. It can't get much worse. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think the future of the Clark County School District is. These are your kids. These are your grandkids that are mired in a school board and a school situation that is crying out for school choice. We recently went through National School Choice Week. We talked a lot about it, but we talk about it every week. Every week on the show, we talk about school choice. What is the future of the Clark County School District without Jesus Jara? The assumption is it's going to be better than before. We'll see. Again, you've got the same leadership, the school board, the board of trustees that are there. I have an idea that just getting rid of Jesus Jara is not going to be enough, that we're going to have to clean house when it comes to the board of trustees, because they're the ones that run this thing. I mean, they're not a bunch of potted plants. Anyway, we'll talk about this and a whole bunch more. We'll get to your calls, too. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Zippy's Restaurants were founded by Francis and Charlie Higa in Hawaii in 1966. And now, Zippy's is in the Las Vegas area, bringing its favorites for you. Skip the line, order online when you download the Zippy's app, pick up or delivery like they do in Hawaii. And for your first reward for being a Zipster member, free regular size Zippy's famous chili with rice after your first purchase. Zippy's on Badura Avenue in Las Vegas. Make your next stop Zippy's.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too late.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local. Good news today. Jesus Jara is stepping down as superintendent of the Clark County Schools. It's been a horrible, horrible tenure for him, dating back to 2018. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? If you have kids, if you have grandkids in the Clark County School District, this is a major, major step forward to reforming our schools and making them into something that is going to be less embarrassing than what we've got right now. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on live and local. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's quite simple in my mind. If they would put their ego aside and realize that everything they tried hasn't worked, all they have to do is take a day trip up north to our northern state, Utah. I believe about 5 years ago, they were paying $5,700 per school child in taxes. And they have the best school district in the country and the best grades in the country. I would go up there and maybe try and get their number two in command up there and bring him down here, or copy everything they're doing. It seems like the Mormons in Utah know how to spend the taxpayers' money, and they know how not to waste it. I mean, this is a group of people that couldn't even figure out how to increase the pay of their teachers. I'm sure you're aware of it. New teachers are making anywhere from $20,000 to $23,000 more with this new contract than teachers with 15 years on the in service and a master's degree. I mean, if they couldn't figure that one out, they can't figure out anything. So when everything fails, go somewhere else and learn.
I love that idea, and I had not thought of it. But that is exactly correct. The schools in Utah, well, the schools everywhere are better than what we've got here.
We're paying about $15,000 per student. Now, like I said, 5 years ago, I believe it was $5,700. I don't know what it is now in Utah. But obviously, like I said, if they could put their ego aside for a day, they could learn so much by engaging with those people. And I'm sure they would be happy to help them turn this mess around, because it's just a joke. I mean, the turmoil they're causing now with their teachers that are getting paid $23,000 less than a new hire.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
We'll have to have a national search, and we'll go all around the country, and we'll get another superintendent from Oshkosh or Bygosh, and then we'll start all over again.
Well, that's unfortunately, that's the way it normally works. Maybe we need to do something different. Maybe we need to try a different approach. Are you dead set against promoting somebody from within the Clark County School District?
No, like I said, either go to Florida, go to Utah, pick the top five states in the country that are doing it halfway decent, and learn from them. Get ideas from them. But that, you know, like I said, they would lose control. They wouldn't have their, they can't put their egos in check. They want their little fiefdom. And it seems to me that we waste more money. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars now that the governor has given them. And I know teachers. One of my granddaughter goes to tutor with an ex-math teacher at Green Valley. And he told me so many things when they used to buy things for the schoolroom, his classroom, that he did not need, like projectors and what have you. And they'd spend thousands of dollars at the end of the year just to buy stuff that they didn't need. He would ask for pencils and stuff, and they wouldn't give it to him, but they'd give him a $5,000 projector.
That's incredible. That's incredible. JD, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. JD brings up something interesting. Maybe that's where our search should begin. Maybe in Utah, maybe another state that is in the top 10. Let's find out what works. Let's find somebody that knows the winning formula. That's what we need. One of the things I wanted to do in this first hour, and I'm just about out of time in our first hour, I wanted you to hear from John Kennedy. He is the senator from Louisiana. This is cut two, by the way. He was on with Neil Cavuto, beating up big tech CEOs yesterday. But John Kennedy is of a mind that maybe nothing is going to change, even after the embarrassing performance yesterday by the big tech CEOs. This is John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana.
But Mr. Zuckerberg, you're in the foothills of creepy. You track people who aren't even Facebook users.
You know, I don't believe I've ever heard that kind of a attack line. You're in the foothills of creepy. Just try that next time you see someone. You don't literally flip over. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana joins us right now. Senator, good to have you. Well, you got to chuckle over that one, but I understood your point. And with this whole back and forth with some of the most successful social media players on the planet, you were trying to get on the fact that what they do has gotten to be very dangerous. And you were in concert with a lot of your Democratic colleagues who agree. So what happens now?
Well, today, Neil, what we heard was mostly a lot of yada, yada, yadding. There's no question that these social media platforms are in very specific ways harming our children. The CEOs promised to do better. We've heard that before. I think trusting them at this point is like putting a fresh coat of paint on rotten wood. We have bills that, if put before the entire Senate, will pass, which create legal liability for the platforms when they allow this child sex exploitation. What happens next depends on Chuck Schumer. Chuck has got to put these bills on the floor, and in the past he has not, at least refused to do so. And we can't pass them if we can't vote on them.
So I find it unusual that both parties are aligned on this idea that they should be held legally accountable. If someone wants to sue them, they should be able to sue them. The only thing that stands out among Republicans, sir, is that normally has not been your posture, and that Republicans are allowing, you know, the possibility of these companies in sort of a big brother role where the government is watching everything they do. How do you answer that?
I answer it by saying that we tried self-regulation. We've been talking about reform and allowing the media companies to reform themselves for years now, and they haven't done it. And when someone acts like they don't care, it's quite often not an act. I don't think they're going to do it until they have legal liability, and our bills would create it. But look, Neil, these are powerful companies. They're not companies, they're countries. And they spend a lot of money to block this legislation. They blocked us almost every single time. But if Senator Schumer will put the bill on the floor, the bills, I should say, they will pass. And I think the House will pass them.
Do you equate someone apologizing for someone with someone taking responsibility for something? So Mark Zuckerberg famously apologized today, maybe under duress, under pressure from Senator Hawley, but quite clearly when questioned on that issue by Aisha Hosni, he didn't answer on the taking responsibility thing.
Well, your reporter made an excellent point. Look, Mark Zuckerberg is whip smart, and he's been well coached by lawyers, and he apologized for what has happened on his platform. But you're correct. He didn't say it was my fault. And he promised to do better. But again, we've heard that before, and I don't think they will.
John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, he's my favorite to be the vice presidential nominee with Donald Trump. I think he'd be fabulous as a vice presidential candidate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll enter the month of February, 9 months until the election. We'll give you the absolute latest on where things stand on the ground.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800 925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Thursday, the Super Bowl this year will once again attract more than 100 million viewers and celebrate unbridled capitalism at the highest level. And that would happen even without Taylor Swift. But the addition of the fabulous pop singer to the Kansas City Chiefs roster guarantees even more viewers who are enthralled by Tay-Tay jumping up and down in the luxury box every time boyfriend Travis Kelce touches the ball. Now, I like Miss Swift. She was very nice to my young daughter when the two met on Long Island. I'm glad she's super successful. As far as the cutaways to her bliss during the game, it's better than watching a giant man covered with tattoos consume Gatorade. I do wish Tay would lighten up on the red lipstick a bit, but it's no big deal. I don't know Mr. Kelce. He's a great tight end, no question. His association with Taylor Swift has brought him attention and endorsements. I hope he is grateful to her. Now, some people are annoyed by the Taylor intrusion into the NFL, but as long as she doesn't kneel during the national anthem, it's all good, as the cliche goes. But I'll probably root for the Niners. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We still don't know why Jesus Jara is stepping down as superintendent of the Clark County School District. We do know that his termination will be effective at 11:59 on February 21st. We don't know why he is stepping down, but we are overjoyed that he is stepping down. Leadership has been sorely lacking in the Clark County School District. The teachers union will have a news conference at 10 a.m. this morning, and they have been calling for the resignation of Jesus Jara for quite a while. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Also, John Burke will join us, spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC. New poll numbers, they're real good for Governor Joe Lombardo. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Like she did 1,000 times before.
Don't you love her ways? They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.